Now, you need to find your birth time to know your rising sign. If you know it and you haven't already calculated your chart...
Like most people, I've had my light and dark moments. But behind all of that, ever since I was a little kid...
I do want to mention the different types of astrology that there are, because you don't just have to...
He was curious to know about the podcast. How do you know if you're the real deal? So is there specific star signs that prefer to be... Not a lot.
You pick up on all these little things and you're guided to sort of say something.
I think it's that permission, but it's also a little bit mind-blowing when people go...
Now, Venus, the planet of love, is strong in the relationship-oriented sign of Libra.
Will we leave that in or not? Might as well.
Welcome to the Sing with Stars podcast with Stephanie Johnson, where she shares more than 30 years' experience in the world of astrology.
Hi, I'm Steph Johnson. Welcome to another Sing with Stars podcast. I'm going to get a little bit esoteric in the next couple of podcasts because I think if you're anything like me, you might be feeling that life on Earth is speeding up a bit, that there's some strange energies around. And so I think looking at the spiritual side, the esoteric astrology, is really going to give us a sense of purpose. I feel that I have a pretty clear sense of purpose at the moment, but that's not always been the case. But anyway, this podcast is all about soul purpose. What is a soul purpose? How do you find it? What do you do in the meantime? I want to start with a quote by Buddha. Personally, I've been brought up a Christian and I have some very ancient wisdom Christian beliefs, but that doesn't preclude other beliefs, and I think Buddhism has much to offer us. And in this quote, Buddha says, "Your purpose in life is to find your purpose and to give your whole heart and soul to it." But what is a soul purpose? To my way of thinking, a soul purpose is your ultimate reason for being on planet Earth. Now, this can be something really simple or something as grand as being a world leader, but it's unique to us. Some may call this a higher purpose or God's purpose for us. Semantics really don't matter. It's what you know deep down in your very being that you're meant to be doing in this lifetime. Now, some esoteric astrologers would talk about the soul bridging many lifetimes. Personally, I think we just need to concentrate or focus on this lifetime, unless the other ones are kind of bumping into us and stopping us doing our purpose. If you don't know your purpose, in a consultation, when I ask a client, "What is your soul purpose?" often they can't respond. They just don't know. And yet we are all souls having a human experience. So where did we go wrong? Or did we go wrong? As children, we're free, we experience joy, and as long as we're in safe and loving environments, we experience all those things. And as we mature, we're conditioned. We're conditioned through family, school, government, and ultimately our working environments, because we need to, quote unquote, I'm making little things with my fingers here, make a living. We're conditioned because we do have to survive on planet Earth in practical ways, and because our elders are often fearful. And what do they want? They want to keep us safe. Keeping us safe often means helping us to be practical, but also making sure that nothing changes. And if it's one thing I know, it's that life is not static. It does change. And sometimes those changes are difficult and sometimes they're out of our control. This is where I believe having a sense of purpose can really help. When we are undergoing difficulties, if we know our ultimate purpose, then it can often help us in these conditions. Having a sense of purpose can help us see a bigger picture, and that can help us through the difficulties. And also, having a sense of purpose can really light that spark of divinity within us, and that means that we can face difficult moments with grace. So conditioning might be one of the ways that we don't know our soul's purpose, But it's also important to note that we may not initially know our overall soul purpose because we're busy gaining the skills that are needed in life. And it's only in looking back myself that I can see that, say, for instance, my time as a journalist helped me to see that people's physical attributes were not always linked to their inner selves. And so really, while I was gaining those journalistic skills and sitting in courtrooms and seeing people and seeing that their outer and their inner selves were different, that was really leading me to the interest and the overall purpose of astrology that I have in my life. Also, I spent some time volunteering for an esoteric group when I was younger, and that taught me the value of looking after individual members. And that later then helped me in my sole purpose of building and creating an astrology consultation house and a software house. So our sole purpose can also evolve as we evolve. You may have a clear sense of purpose when you're young, which changes as you grow and learn. Life, as I said, is not static. But we all have times when we're lost. So where do you start if you don't know what your purpose is or if you've lost your purpose? You can find your purpose in everyday life. So how do you do that? Well, start with the small picture activities until big picture emerges. Follow your own conscience and values. For instance, you believe in kindness. Then random acts of kindness can give your life some what I call in the meantime purpose. Specific acts of kindness in your own family and friends, circle, or at work can give you a sense of in the meantime purpose. Or let's say you believe in positivity, then you can act with positivity or encourage others to focus on a can-do attitude. Once again, this can give you in the meantime purpose. And what you'll find is as you instill your values into your daily life, the larger picture will emerge. And you may discover that your acts of kindness, for instance, lead you to an overall soul purpose of healing, or your positivity values may in fact reflect a greater purpose of teaching. You will find a link. An astrology reading, that's what I do, can also give you or help you on the road to purpose. However, you can also ask yourself the following question. This can really help you get out of all the wouldas, couldas, shouldas, and get into that overall big picture. So the question, one question is, if I was to do just one thing that gives me great joy, what would that be? I'll just say that again. If I was to do just one thing that gives me great joy, what would that be? Now, I say this to clients in my consultation room, and what I also say to them is, and I may have said it on one of these podcasts before, is when Mother Teresa spoke about her work, she didn't go, "Oh, God told me I have to love the lepers, I have to look after them." She loved what she did. It gave her joy. It gave her a sense of purpose. She felt that that was her purpose on earth. So it's the joy that is a clue. Another question that can be revealing is, if I was given $1 million, so all of your day-to-day worries about money are all covered, so if I was given $1 million, what would I do to make my living and contribute to planet Earth with love and joy? Now again, when I say this to people in the consultation room, sometimes people are so weighed down, we all can be, by the responsibilities and the day-to-day demands that we're tired. And so one of the first things people can say to me is, oh, if I was given $1 million, I'd go on a holiday. Great. You would go on a holiday, you would have a break, you would slow down, you would rest. And then what would you do? At some point, the holiday might get boring. You might just feel a little bit aimless. So what would you do? These are a couple of questions that you can ask. And also, you need to trust yourself. You need to listen to that little small voice within. Our families, teachers, and mentors hopefully have our best interests at heart when they offer advice. But it's that still small voice within that provides us with the most potent clues. People who consult with me have many traits in common. They're courageous, strong, beautiful, curious, open-minded, warm-hearted and many other shining traits, but they all have another side, and that is that they are seeking. They're seeking their own truth. And they're practicing self-care by seeing an astrologer and questioning, and they're also seeking purpose. Many years ago, I studied esoteric astrology. Now, some of you listening to this podcast might think, well, hang on, astrology is esoteric. But there are actually two types of, well, there's many types of astrologies, but let's just put it down to two at the moment. Exoteric, which is astrology of the personality in everyday life, and esoteric. And I'll go into that in more detail in the next podcast. But right at the moment, what I want to talk about is soul purpose. And in esoteric astrology, discovering your soul purpose can be done through your rising sign. And so I want to go through just briefly now the rising signs and their esoteric mantras. And if you know your rising sign, this may give you some clues. And this isn't just about discovering our soul purpose and that's it. We're finished. We're done. We know our purpose. My purpose today might be completely different to what it is tomorrow. We evolve. We evolve as people and we evolve as souls. So these mantras can really help all of us to just, and if we don't fully understand them, which is quite possible, then we can also just maybe meditate on them or put them on the fridge. But it's really quite fascinating, and they've stuck with me ever since I studied esoteric astrology decades ago. So let's start with Aries. Aries soul mantra or rising sign mantra, whatever you want to call it, is I come forth. And from the plane of mind, I rule. Now, one thing I'll also explain is in esoteric astrology, each of the zodiac signs have different rulers, so different planetary rulers associated with them. And Aries is Mercury. And this indicates that Mercury has an influence on intuition and the higher mind, not just the lower mind. This Aries mantra is about really being clear on the plane of mind, of intuition, of somehow that being connected with soul purpose. With Taurus, there is an esoteric planet called Vulcan. And with Taurus, the saying or the mantra is, I see, and when the eye is opened, all is light. And this is because Taurus is very much connected with the third eye. Taurus, on an exoteric or personality level, is connected with the senses, so the sight, smell, sound, etc. But also on the esoteric or soul level, it's talking about the third eye. I see, and when the eye is opened, all is light. Now, I have Taurus rising, and I believe I use this in my astrology consultations. Gemini, I recognize my other self, and in the waning of that self, I grow and glow. Now, Gemini is ruled esoterically by Venus, and what this mantra is saying is that there is not only a personality, but there is a soul. And when the Gemini comes to terms with the duality of human and soul, there's so many dualities in a Gemini's life, but Gemini rising, I recognize my other self, my soul, my higher self, and you grow and glow as your human self transcends and becomes your spiritual self. Cancer, I build a lighted house and therein dwell. Well, Cancerians are very much about home and family, but what about the bigger home, the spiritual home? This is what Cancer is all about. Leo, I am and that I am. Leo is an interesting one because Leos are very, very clear about their ego, their selves. This gives a great positivity and a love of self, which then spreads as enthusiasm to other people. I am that, and that I am is saying also recognize the spiritual or soul self. So transcend that ego, little e, into the big ego, the ego of the spirit. Virgo, I am the mother and the child. I, God, I matter, am. This is an interesting one. I've often found Virgos, and for me, Aquarius as well, to be a bit of an enigma. But this particular esoteric saying is talking about the blended unity between God, the soul, Christ, and the body, matter, mother. All are unified, or if you like, the Holy Trinity, if you've been brought up in that way, or trifold spirituality. Esoterically speaking, Virgos have that discrimination that comes in spirituality. Discrimination is quite important, to discriminate between good and bad, or matter and heaven, and so on. Libra, I choose the way which leads between the two great lines of force. Now, this is a really interesting one, because with Librans, it's often the sitting on the fence, the not being able to see both sides of the story or the situation, and not being able to kind of move forward. But this is saying that ultimately the esoteric or the soul purpose of Libra is to choose the way which leads between the two great lines of force, to make a decision. Scorpio, the saying is, warrior I am, and from the battle I emerge triumphant. Now, this is not about, you know, killing everybody and emerging as the victor in terms of, say, like Napoleon or Wellington or someone like that. This is talking about marching out of the battlefield of everyday intensity and drama and into what is your service to humanity, and helping others to do this as well, I would say. Sagittarius, I see the goal, I reach that goal, and then I see another. So Sagittarius in some ways is linked with initiation. Now, this isn't just initiation of self, going from one initiation to another, but helping others in the initiative, if that's the right word, initiative process. Capricorn, I love this one. It's, lost am I in light supernal, yet on that light I turn my back. And I see links to this in Pisces as well, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. But lost am I in light supernal, yet on that light I turn my back. Now, Capricorn is talking about Capricorn has worked and achieved, and then has to bring that spiritual element into, make a choice to stay and continue to work a little bit longer, but this time being on a call to service, the turning back to be of service. Aquarius, water of life am I, poured forth for thirsty men. Aquarius, on an esoteric level, is all about helping to transform humanity, helping to enlighten people through their own enlightenment, dedicated people who serve to help humanity, and they do it through love and wisdom. And this is the Aquarius spiritual thing of saving the world. Aquarians give us the ability, or help us to see different points of view. They help us to break free, and this is their gift to the world. So water of life am I, poured forth for thirsty men. Now, I think this is for the people who are actually thirsty. Some people don't really want to know, but Aquarians are there to help those who are thirsty. Now, here's the Pisces one. I leave the Father's house, and turning back I save. Now, in esoteric astrology, Pisces is seen, and is in any zodiac, as the last sign of the zodiac. But in esoteric astrology, it's about, well, you've actually evolved. You've got to a point where you have evolved, and you may not need to come back to planet Earth for further lessons. But Pisces often come back and serve humanity. So they leave the Father's house, heaven, higher realms, whatever you want to call them, and turning back, I save. Turning back, they look to help humanity. I remember years ago reading somewhere, or learning in my esoteric astrology, that a lot of the great spiritual leaders of the world are born on or around March the 1st. Now, that's Pisces. There's even some argument that Jesus Christ, fisher of men, Pisces being the symbol of Christianity, was born on or around March the 1st. This explains a lot about the sensitivity of Pisces, and it also explains why sometimes a Pisces can yearn to escape. It's what we call divine homesickness. Although their soul has decided to come back, there might be something in the personality that says, I don't want to be here. So this is about focusing on soul purpose, which can help us with the personality, etc. Now, I've just touched a bit on esoteric astrology here and soul purpose, because as I said at the beginning, I think it's really important. If you'd like to look at a little bit more of esoteric astrology, I would like to thoroughly recommend a friend of mine and colleague, Philip Lindsay, esotericastrology.org. He's really good at this and he has become a master of esoteric astrology. But in future podcasts, I will also touch a little bit more on what is esoteric astrology. Thanks for listening. I'm Steph Johnson.
Thank you for listening to Seeing with Stars podcast with Stephanie Johnson. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please visit Stephanie's website at www.seeingwithstars.net. You can follow her on Twitter or Instagram at Seeing the Stars. You're also welcome to subscribe and leave a review of the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, may the stars shine on your path.